a big physical game. What can you say about the way your team fought in the final minutes of the game?
I was proud of their effort. I was very displeased with the lack of discipline. The only reason that became a lopsided football game is because we're not doing the things we're asked to do, snap in, snap out. Anybody can do it on the first play of the game. We stuff counter right off the bat, and then the rest of the night we don't do it because we're simply not looking where we need to be looking. This is a good learning opportunity for us. Now we get to turn around and look at film and say, wow, that is on me. Wow, that is on me. I got coaches that need to realize some things fall on their shoulders too, and we're gonna iron those things out, and that's how you learn. Nobody likes to go through losses. You didn't like one of them, but we're gonna go back and draw it up and figure out what we can correct. You know, Zach Rodriguez right now is a major injury for us tonight, so we're really worried about him. Hoping that he's all right.
You know, something nice about only having five teams in your conference is you get a couple games of four conference to get prepared for that. How can you say your team is prepared, and what do you expect next week against Great Bend?
Well, honestly, I'm very concerned. Until you fix discipline issues, I don't think that you can beat a well-coached football team. One thing about our WAC schools is we got a well-coached football team, so we're not playing just some randomness out there in terms of X's and O's. So we're going to have to clean some things up offensively. We've got to be able to sustain drives and do what we do well. I don't know that we really stuck with that game plan tonight.